Welcome to the Creative Kids Podcast Show. I'm your host, Max, and joining me today is your co-host, Harish.
Also, if you haven't seen our last episode, we recommend you listen to that too.
Okay, without further ado, let's get started with part two. Okay, so where should we start?
I know. I think we should start with the solar systems coming together.
Awesome. Anyway, the powerful gravitational force gradually formed the solar system around 4.6 billion years ago from a massive rotating cloud of dust and gas. It began from there, and because of the powerful gravitational forces, it condensed into small clumps. These clumps then attracted more material toward their centers, leading to the creation of sun, planets, moons, asteroids, and comets that exist today. The process of accretion continued for millions of years until the solar system took its current shape. It's remarkable to think the tiniest particles in the universe would come together to create such a complex system that we are a part of.
What's accretion?
Accretion is a process of gradual accumulation of something sized from additional layers of matter.
But how did that change into galaxies?
Okay, let's go from the start and let's get a little more specific.
Sure.
So, scientists say that a solar system started with a large cloud of matter. Anyway, the cloud fell on top of itself, most likely due to the shockwave of a supernova. It formed a solar nebula, which is a spinning, swirling disk of material.
What happened after that?
At the center of the solar nebula, the intense gravity pulled more and more matter in. Eventually, the pressure was too great, and the atoms formed helium, releasing a tremendous amount of energy. That was how our sun was born.
Okay, that was the sun. What about Earth?
Matter farther out on the disk was also trying to attempt their own forming. Bits and pieces started clumping together. Clumps smashed together, making bigger objects. Some grew big enough to have their own pull of gravity. These quote-unquote early planets shaped themselves into planets, dwarf planets, and moons. However, not all clumps got the luxury of being a planet. The asteroid belt and the Kuiper belt are made up of early planets that had not formed.
I notice all planets are shaped like a spear. How does that happen?
Only big enough objects have that happen. The gravitational force coming from the core of, well, a planet, pulls all the matter around it in. Since the core is shaped like a sphere, it pulls all the matter around it into a sphere.
Okay, that actually makes sense. Also, if the center of the Earth is just molten lava, why doesn't the Earth's crust just sink into it? I mean, the gravity must pull it in.
Okay, great question. So actually, 50 million years after the Earth was formed, our crust was denser than the underlying mantle. It would sink down into it, but it was part of the rigid plate, so it stopped until it reached the subduction zone.
What is the subduction zone?
You can think of it as a passageway to the outer mantle.
So is subduction zones the location of volcanoes?
That's right. And wrong.
Aw, man.
Well, you were right because subduction zones allow molten rock inside the crust, also known as magma, to come out into the surface. Lava makes new islands, or even adds on top of other islands. However, not all volcanoes share the same locations on top of different subduction zones. Shield volcanoes, or volcanoes that are not very steep, are most likely not on top of subduction zones. Cinder and cone volcanoes are the ones that probably are on top of them.
Wow, that was a lot of information. Okay, final question. You said earlier that clumps and pieces mashed together. Those pieces were solid, right? And how some planets like Jupiter are not solid?
So the gas planets in a solar system, like Jupiter, were formed when they pulled in gas and dust, not pulling in all the other, like, solid materials. Gas planets have the same ingredients as a star. Jupiter, for example, was just too small to ignite. Stars are huge, right?
Okay. Thank you for the explanation. Once again, I'm your co-host, Tarush.
And your co-host, Max.
And thank you for listening to our podcast on the Design 39 Creative Kids Podcast. See you next time.
Bye.